Sean Salisbury Show continues now with the Bench Warmers. Here's Sean Salisbury.
You can find us on Twitter at S. Salisbury Show. And far be it for us to break down the hockey. We might as well have an expert do it, right? We may love it, but we got a guy who was a tough watch last night. We're now joined on the Sean Salisbury Show here on the Orange Insoles guest line. Two-time Stanley Cup champion, Hall of Famer Peter Forsberg joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Peter, welcome. Good to have you on.
Oh, thanks. Good to be here.
Does Sidney Crosby look right to you?
Well, he looks pretty right to me in the last decade, I would say.
Yeah.
Pretty decent player.
Right.
Well, you know, it's if you mean with the concussion, that you know, I didn't watch the game last night. They got kind of killed there up in Ottawa. But, you know, he can play 50% and still be a good player. I haven't watched him, like I said, but before that, he was awesome.
Do you, going into this, did you give Ottawa much of a chance in this series with the way Pittsburgh's dominated leading up to it?
Well, it's not over yet, but I would say, you know, the Penguins are... they're there, but you know, to come back, doing back to back, it's tough. I think it's, you got to be in the right mental mode too. You know, it's hard to do it 2 years in a row. So if they're going to do it, they're going to have to be a little better than they were last night.
Peter, with that in mind, you talked about it. You've won two Stanley Cups, and to come back and win back to back, we talk about the physical grind because that's a lot of hockey, as you know better than we do, but. Is it more mental and emotional than physical when you have to come back and do it again because you're a target for everybody?
Well, I think it is. It's you have to battle every night for yourself too, because it's a lot of games, it's a lot of time in the hotel and be getting prepared for the game, and so it's a grind. You know, it's a long playoff. You got to be ready every single night, and for me, I remember both years when we were back to trying to win it back to back, and it's a little harder than you going for the first time, because we were there the year before. It took 2 months of people trying to kill you, and you got to do it all over again. So I think you have to be as a team a little better to be able to do it if you're going to win 2 years in a row.
The voice of Peter Forsberg, two-time Stanley Cup champion, Hall of Famer, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. And, Peter, I played professional football, and I love hockey, love watching, but I've never asked a hockey expert this, and I don't know. I know the answer, I think, in football and other sports, but how important is coaching? Now, that's going to sound odd, but a coach in hockey, I never know how important their strategy is, line switches and all that. How important is a great coach in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Well, I think they're really important, of course. You know, they're important in a lot of different ways, you know, to get the guys ready, to get them to play the right way, to make them feel great, make them feel comfortable, with the confidence to go out there and then, you know, they know they can win the game if they play the right way. And it's a lot of things that plays into being a coach, just not the strategy on the ice. It's, getting guys ready and pushing the right buttons on guys, you know, giving them enough to ice time. So I think they got more to do with it than people really, you know, think when they're standing on the bench, just being a bench coach. So, you know, it's not only what's going on the ice, it's just how they make the players feel nowadays, too. I look at a lot of Premier League, and the new coaching style is more of, you know, being buddies with the players and making them feel right, not only threaten the guys. Maybe it was in the, you know, beginning of 2090s. It's more like being buddies and making them feel right on the ice or on the soccer pitch.
Confidence can be fragile in playoff games, and you know, Fleury gives up a bunch of quick goals, you know, last night. I just wonder, from game to game, Peter, can it be so fragile that this can affect him as we move on in the series?
I think it's definitely going to help that they won last year. I think it's if it's been a team that's lost every single year when it comes to the semifinals, and you have a game like this, yeah, it's going to be a little tougher, and you might think about it more. But I think with the Penguins now, I think they have the confidence that they did last year, and then and the goalie showed he can perform in big games. I don't think it's going to hurt him too much. I think he's going to bounce right back. He's been in the league for a long time, and like that, he's won it too. That really helps when it comes down to situations like this. And if he didn't win, I would say it's going to bother him, but now he's going to be fine.
So draw on last year, and obviously Pittsburgh on last year's experience winning the Cup. All right, before I get to this Anaheim-Nashville series, if you had one pick to start a team with right now in hockey, who would it be?
Of course, I'm a Swedish guy. I would say Erik Karlsson. He plays a lot of minutes. I got to stick with one of those. But, I have to say he's been playing great. I watched a couple of games, and he's kind of turned a few games around by himself. And he's playing a lot of minutes. He's almost over 30 minutes a game, and it means a lot. I played a charity game with him, and he's, if he raced blue to blue, I would be at the red line. He's so fast in the first few steps, and he sees the game real well. So I think he needs a lot for Ottawa right now, so I would probably pick him. But it's a lot of good players.
This Connor McDavid kid's
pretty good. I would pick.
Yeah, Connor McDavid's pretty good too, isn't he?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. He's right up there, but I can't mention a guy that just got knocked out.
There you go. That's fair.
Mention who's still in the league. He's still in the play and in the playoffs.
Peter Forsberg, two-time Stanley Cup champion and Hall of Famer, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. With a few minutes we got left, this Nashville-Anaheim series. I think a lot of us that watch hockey say, man, Chicago, the atmosphere. We were talking about on the show yesterday, the atmosphere before a game in Chicago. Well, how important is it? Look what Nashville's doing. Not really a hockey town, but, man, they have taken it by storm. The energy in that building does matter, doesn't it, Peter?
It really does. It really gives energy when you come out and you play in the home fans and reacting like that. I don't think Nashville's gone this far in the playoffs ever, so I think that's really playing into role that the fans are really into it. Maybe this is the year they have a chance to go all the way. I think, you look at the Nashville, how they play, it's kind of sneaky, but they have four or five great defensemen that can play a lot of minutes, the big boys, and they really make it easy for their forwards to play in their offensive zone. But definitely, if you go back to the crowd, yeah, it helps. And I think if you go back to Pittsburgh, I think the fans are almost waiting for the finals and not cheering as much in the first round as the Nashville fans are doing. And right now, it's got to be a town that's pretty crazy.
Ducks or Nashville in that series? Who's going to the Cup?
Well, I would say I think that Anaheim is a little heavier. Even if Nashville's, but you say, I don't know if they're going to beat Chicago, and then they swept them, and then I was like, I don't know, it's St. Louis. But I think, like I said, they had great defenses, so you will never count them out. And a good goalie, that really helps to go far in the playoffs. But just overall, that Getlaf is playing great, and he's kind of wearing other teams down, and because he's so big and physical. So I think I have to pick the Ducks.
Okay, before I let you, I have to get this in. What do you miss? We got about 30 seconds. What do you miss most about playing?
Winning.
The winning, the competition.
I love after the game when you sat down in the car, you get to drive by the fans, you played a good game, and you get to go have a glass of wine and eat a nice dinner and not think about hockey for like 4 hours. That was the best time. Well, I actually hated going to the game and stuff like that, but after a game when you won and you had a good feeling going out of the building, that was the best feeling.
Well, you did it a lot. 2 Stanley Cup championships, a Hall of Fame bust in the Hall of Fame, and we can't thank you enough for joining us, and we appreciate your insight and sharing it with us, my friend.
Cool.
Thanks. Appreciate it. We'll do it again. Thanks. Peter Forsberg, one of the greats. Center, 2-time Cup champion. Got a good attitude. He misses the wine and the good meal after. I like it.
At the Chop House. Hall,
yes, the Denver Chop
Downtown
House. He
Denver.
Did that a few times. The great Peter Forsberg joined us here on the Orange Insoles guest line. Up next, Wrath of Sean. Is LeVar Ball a genius? Talk about that next, right here on the Sean Salisbury Show.